This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services versus Reproductive Health Services of Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region, decided September 16, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Western District. Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, Appellant, v. WD872223, Reproductive Health, opinion filed September 16, 2025. Services of Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis RAW region. Respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Cole County, Missouri. Honorable John E. Beatham, Judge Division 2, Lisa White Hardwick, Presiding Judge, Edward R. Ardini, Jr., Judge, and W. Douglas Thompson, Judge. This appeal is about attorney's fees and expenses under Section 536.087 RSMO, 1, the statutory provision allowing a party to recover fees and expenses when prevailing in agency proceedings against the state. This statute permits a prevailing party to recover the reasonable fees and expenses incurred unless the state's position was substantially justified or special circumstances make an award of fees and expenses unjust. 1. All references to the revised statutes of Missouri are to the 2016 edition, unless otherwise noted. 2. In 2019, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, the department, denied the application of Reproductive Health Services of Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region, RHS, to renew its abortion facility license. RHS appealed the decision by filing a complaint with the Administrative Hearing Commission, the AHC. After a four-day hearing, the AHC issued a 97-page decision reversing the department, finding that RHS was entitled to renewal of its license. The department did not appeal. RHS filed a complaint with the AHC seeking attorney's fees and expenses pursuant to Section 536.087. The AHC determined that RHS was entitled to attorney's fees and expenses under the statute. However, RHS could not recover all expenses requested. Both RHS and the department appealed to the Circuit Court of Cole County, the trial court. The trial court found in favor of RHS, concluding RHS qualified for fees and expenses under the statute, and the AHC erred in determining that RHS could not recover certain expenses. The trial court remanded the action to the AHC to decide whether the expenses claimed by RHS were reasonable, and on remand, the AHC found that they were. The department appealed to the trial court, and the trial court affirmed the AHC's decision. The department appeals, which is the present appeal, asserting RHS was not entitled to attorney's fees and expenses under Section 536.087 because RHS was not a party, as that term is defined by statute. RHS did not incur fees and expenses. The department's position was substantially justified, and special circumstances existed that made the award unjust. For the reasons stated below, we affirm the trial court's judgment affirming the decision of the AHC awarding RHS attorneys fees and expenses. We also, 3, remand this matter to the trial court with directions to remand to the AHC to determine the proper amount of fees and expenses to be awarded to RHS in defending this appeal. Factual and procedural background. The underlying action involving RHS's license renewal. The merits action. In 2019, RHS operated an abortion facility in St. Louis. It was the only abortion facility in Missouri. An abortion facility must have a license from the department to operate, and licenses are renewed annually. RHS's annual license expired on May 31st of each year. As relevant here, the department may deny renewal of an abortion facility license if it finds a substantial failure to comply with the requirements of sections 197.200 through 197.240. See paragraph 197.220, RSMO Supplier 2017. To determine a facility's eligibility for renewal, the department conducts licensure inspections. The term inspection refers to the annual process where a survey team from the department goes to a facility to determine compliance. An investigation refers to a limited review of a particular area of concern identified with a facility. It also involves a visit from department surveyors to determine compliance. Within 10 business days after an inspection or investigation, the department delivers a statement of deficiencies to the facility. The facility then must submit a plan of correction addressing the department's concerns. the facility must respond to each identified deficiency with details of how the facility plans to correct it. The Department 4 either accepts or rejects the plan. If the plan is rejected, the facility has an opportunity to revise it. This process may repeat several times. In January and February of 2019, the department initiated two internal complaint investigations of RHS, meaning the complaints were made by someone in the department and conducted on-site inspections. Both investigations revealed no